Hey, thanks for holding. My name is Charlie. Am I speaking with Justin?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Justin, how's it going in your neck of the woods?
Not too bad. About you?
I can't complain. It's Friday.
Absolutely.
We made it. I mean, unfortunately for you work the weekends, of course, so but I can't complain too much. You're
Right.
so awesome. Well, I know you were speaking with my mapping coordinator here about the first page placements of Google. Did you have any questions on how the service works for you at all or anything like that?
No, I think he's got it.
Okay, awesome. Let me just make sure I have all the notes correct here. Let's see. And have you ever placed yourself on the first page placements of Google?
No.
Okay. Do you currently have anything that's out there to receive more business or anything like that at this time?
Yes.
Okay. What do you have that's out there? Do you have like a business profile? Do you have a website or are you just on Angie's by HomeAdvisor?
Facebook,
Okay. Nice. Okay. So, I mean, how this would work is that we would just help you get a PIN verified through Google. Once you're PIN verified through Google, you would be able to be programmed to that first page placement. We do run a retargeting campaign through Facebook. So now anytime somebody does search for your services, you would be able to be retargeting those people on Facebook, and now you can be placed in specific cities and zip codes, and they can just click to call you directly. So we don't vet you a lead. People are actually calling you in real time at that time of them searching. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. All right, here. So let me go over the pricing here because we don't charge you per lead, per call, per job. We only charge you at a flat rate month to month. The flat rate, because you're so new, you're only a new in business within a month, correct?
2, 3 months.
3 months. Okay, perfect. Because you're under a year, you get a reduced rate. So typically for us on our website at localsplash.com, it does cost $599 month to month with the $299 setup fee. For you, it would give you a reduced rate all the way down to just $249 month to month at a flat rate. Okay? Okay. There is a one-time setup fee that does cover the programming. It is $99, so I'm still giving you the $200 off on the setup fee. So the first month would be $348 out the door, and then it would just be $249 month to month after that, no contracts. Okay? And I say no contracts because it's a month to month. We're a service-based company that goes based off of performance. So when you succeed, we succeed, right? So if at any time you felt that you weren't getting the premium service here, Justin, you absolutely could cancel at any time. There's no pause penalties. There's no cancel penalties. There's no early termination fees, anything like that of any sort of nature. The only thing that we would stop is the programming. We will not pull you off of Google. You will always have that Google business profile up and there for the life of you being in business. Okay? That is yours to keep at the end of the day. All right?
All right.
Okay. Now with us, we are a Google channel partner. So what happens here is that once we do secure the listing, we close out the category, meaning we do not work with any of your competitors. So
Okay.
you'll never share that position with anybody. At the same time, you're not going to share your customers because they're going to be contacting you directly, like I said, once they find you on that first page placement. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now with this being an exclusive listing, Justin, I'm sure you'd like to take advantage of it. That way we can help you get there on that first page placements of Google for people to start reaching out to you, correct?
Right.
Okay. They're going to PIN verify you. I just want to make sure everything is correct. Once they do PIN verify you, that's when we can start programming you to that first page. Are you located and doing work out of the 8195 Mercury Road?
No.
Okay. What is your address that you're working out of?
4959.
Give me one sec. Let me make the difference. It's 4959?
4999.
Oh, 99, I'm sorry. Okay.
Torque Road, T-O-R-Q-U-E, Road.
Okay.
Illinois.
Is it Love's Park, Illinois?
Yes.
Okay. Love's Park, Illinois. And then the zip code is the 61111?
Yes.
Okay. And then for your customers to reach you, do you want them to reach you at the 815-233-0554?
3230554.
Yes, sir. That's what I got. 3230554.
Yep.
Okay. And then, Justin, what's your last name?
Fair, F-A-I-R.
Okay. And then what's a good email address for you?
Fairandsquare23@gmail.com.
Fair and square. I like that. Fair and square. Now, the and, is it just the symbol, or do you have the and spell out?
Fucking don't even remember. It's F-A-I-R-N-S-Q-U-A-R-E.
N. Okay. Fair and square. 23. At Gmail, you said?
Yes.
Okay. That's where we're going to send over the paid invoice to you. So that's going to be where you're going to have that business write-off at the end of the year. So you'll always have a Fair and Square Gutter and Construction LLC invoice come to you through that email. So when you do your taxes for 2024, you'll be able to write the whole thing off when you take that to your tax guy, okay?
Okay.
Okay. For the services you offer, you're doing gutters and construction. Are you doing gutter installs, gutter cleaning? Are you doing gutter repairs as well?
No repairs, but
no
gutter installs and gutter guard, gutter cleanings.
Okay. Are you doing anything else besides that?
Window wraps.
Window wraps?
Yeah.
Okay. What else?
Garage wraps.
Garage wraps.
And stop it.
Garage wraps. And then what was that?
Stop it.
Okay.
And that's it.
Okay. Perfect. So that's what I'm going to list you there for that first page placements of Google. For the area that you would like to target, I see that you have a 30-mile radius. Do you want to be found in 30 miles, or do you want to target specific cities and zip codes? What would it be for you?
30 miles.
30 miles is fine with you?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Okay, and then your operation hours, what would you like to display that on that page of Google? Are you kind of 8 to 5?
7 to 7.
7 to 7. Is that Monday through Friday, or you take weekends?
Yeah, I take weekends.
Okay, so is that Monday through Sunday? 7 to 7? Okay. Okay. Perfect. You still with me? Okay.
So
you kind of.
Is this giving me another website, or I'm just keeping my same website?
You're going to keep your same website. We're going to link that website to the Google Business Profile, so that can be displayed on the first page placements as well.
Okay.
Yeah. No need to redo that. You already have one. So we're just maximizing that into placing you there with the one you have, okay?
Okay.
Okay. And then to secure the first month's payment, Justin, here with us, how would you like to do that?
Debit card.
Okay. Give me one sec. I just want to make sure everything is correct here for you. All right. And then my tech team is going to reach out to you for an onboarding call. They're just going to verify everything's correct here, and then they're going to make sure that you get programmed for that first page placement for all the services you provide. Do you want them to reach out to you later on today? I have availability later on today, or are you kind of booked up all day today?
Anytime after 3.
Okay. I can have them reach out to you at 4 p.m. if that works for you.
That's fine.
Okay, perfect. Local slash. I'm going to send you an email. It's going to be a Google Calendar. I'm going to put you on there myself, and then I'm going to CC my tech team. They're going to reach out to you from our customer service number, and then they'll do the onboarding call there. That way they have everything verified before they publish, okay?
Okay.
On the card that you want to use for the debit card, does it have your name, or does it have the business name, or does it have both?
It has both.
Both. And is it just Fare N Square Gutters and Construction, or is there the LLC on there as well? So that's a long name. So.
It's got Justin Fare. Fair and Sign Square Gutters.
Okay, and Sign Square Gutters. Okay. Perfect. And the billing address, is it the same as the 4999 Torque Road?
No, it'll be the other one.
Okay.
8195 McCurdy Road.
Okay, give me one second. That's 819, is that what you said?
8195, yeah.
8195, and then McCurry Road, you said?
Yes.
And then the city?
Roscoe, Illinois.
Roscoe, Illinois, perfect. And then the zip code is going to be the 61073?
Yep.
Okay. Make sure I have that for you. Is the 499 Torque Road, is that your office?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have people that come to the office? Do you want me to display that on Google, or do you want me to hide that as well? It's up to you.
I don't really care on that one as long as the McCurry Road isn't showing.
Okay. Now, the McCurry Road is just for the billing address. It's not going to show.
Cool.
Okay. Perfect. And then for the card itself, is it going to be a Master, Visa, Discover, American Express?
Visa.
Visa? Okay. I know Visa starts... Oh, give me one sec here. Update symbols. Okay, does that work? Oh, okay, that's where it is. Give me one second here. Sometimes
so
if it has... Go ahead.
So what, if someone types in, like, gutters near me, I'm going to pop up?
Yeah, like gutter service near me or gutter installations or gutter cleaners near me, you would pop up at that time of search for people to just click to call you directly.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, I have everything there for you. Sometimes, like, if it has a symbol or something like some just, like, comma, it'll say, like, oh, the address is not valid. So I have to make sure that it's all bare bones there for you. So I know the number for Visa starting the number 4, but I'm ready whenever you are for the card number itself.
So it'll be be 4293-5300-0596-9492.
Okay. And then the expiration date?
0226.
Okay. And then the security code on the back?
364.
Okay. Now, can I read that number back to you? Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Here I go. I got 4293-5300-0596-9492. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. And then I'm going to set up a security question here for you, Justin. So your information never gets shared or sold here at Local Splash. We always want to make sure that we're always talking to you and you're always talking to us. This protects you so that way both parties know that they're talking to the right people about the account here. I have three questions for you. You can have one of them. I have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one would you like?
Mother's maiden name.
Okay. All right. And what's mom's maiden name?
Glavin, G-L-A-V-I-N.
G-A-L-V-I-N. Glavin. Okay.
G-L-A-M.
Perfect. Okay, so that's going to be the security question. So when we do call you, we'll say, hey, Justin, this is Charlie with Local Splash. Just giving you an update on your account here with us. Just wanted to verify something really quickly. Can you give us your mother's maiden name for your security question? You would say Glavin, and then that would unlock your account here. So then that way we know that we're talking to you and you only, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now I'm just going to walk you through this voice verification. This voice verification is an added protection for you as well as a Google Channel partner. Your pricing will always be structured at the $249 price. You'll never have to pay the higher premium, which reads $599 on our website. This is going to be recorded, so this will be sent to you in writing, so that way you're always at that pricing structure. So God forbid, if inflation goes up, you would always be locked in there, and you would always have that for your records going forward as well, too, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Only going to take 2 minutes. If you have a question on any of these questions, you can ask me, and then I can verify or clarify it for you at that time, all right? Here we go.
Okay.
Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Fair and Square Gutters and Construction.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
Justin Fair, owner.
Perfect. And then are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Perfect. And then Justin, you are the authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. Justin, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. You will be provided a security question to verify the call is coming from Local Splash and not another company. So that's going to be your mother's maiden name, Galvin, okay?
Okay.
All right. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from us here at Local Splash?
Yes.
Awesome. I have a customer service number here for you. Do you want me to just email it or do you want to write it down too?
You can email it.
Perfect. Will do. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, you already let us know about the other stuff you were doing, which is perfect. Your payment for initial term and account setup will be charged today, which is May 31st, in a non-refundable amount of the $348. When the second payment is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 31st in the amount of just $249. This is a recurring payment. Now, Justin, you may discontinue or pause your agreement at any time by contacting client support at the number I will email you, which will be 877-635-6225. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. To prevent charges for your next month of service, Justin, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to set up your onboarding call here. You said 3 o'clock, or we said 4 o'clock, correct?
4 o'clock, yes.
Okay. You set that up. I'm going to send that to you right now. It is going to come in a Google Calendar, so you can just hit yes on that. And then, like I said, that's going to tell my tech team that that time zone is for you, and then we'll be contacting you there on that 877 number. I do want to formally welcome you here to Local Swash. We're like a family here, Justin. Everything went green on my end. So if you have any questions, if you want to change anything, add anything at any time, feel free to utilize the 877 number. Press 1. After that, you will get a live agent for customer service that will be able to access those benefits to your account there. Okay? You did receive everything into your email, so that got sent over there with the invoice. You did receive, you should have received a text message here as well that says, Justin, thanks for choosing Local Swash. We sent a copy of your invoice we have on file. Do you see that text message?
No, I don't have a text or an email.
Okay, give it a sec, and it should come in here pretty shortly.
Okay. Yeah, I see the email.
Okay, perfect. So you got a couple of them there. Also, too, you should receive the email here shortly with the Google calendar. So you should have that as well.
Okay, I got the text now, too.
Perfect.
And I got the other email.
Awesome. So the text message, go to that one. That's going to – don't mean to bombard you either. This is just some welcome stuff that we're going to need as well. The text message should read, though, like I said, thank you, Justin. Justin, thank you for choosing Local Swash. We sent the copy of your email to the email we have on file. There's going to be a link there that says my.localswash.com/terms with your number. Click that link.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be the service agreement I just read off to you. There's going to be 2 check boxes off at the bottom. One's going to be receive text messages. The other one's going to say you are the card authorization holder. You're going to just type your first and last name in there, and then you're going to hit confirm. When you do that, it's going to take you to a Local Swash login page with a username and password. Let me know when you get there.
I'm there.
Okay. The username and password should have been sent to you in your text messages as well. Typically, the username is going to be your phone number, which it looks like they haven't sent it to you because they have to build it. Oh, no, they did. Okay. It's going to be your phone number, and then it's going to say the password there as well. And then you'll be able to log in. It'll say we're working on your account. Check back within 2 to 3 business days once you log in. Let me know when you see that.
Says we're working on your account. Check back in 2 to 3 business days.
Okay, perfect. So, there's not anything in there yet. We have to build it all, like I said. So when my tech team starts to build all that stuff out, that's when you're going to access your Google business profile. You'll be able to track location of searches, what you're being listed for, ranking, and then also, too, you'll be able to track the Facebook campaign within there as well. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to get started here on the account so I can send over to my tech team so we can call you here at the end of the day, and then we'll be ready to rock and roll with you at that point, all right?
All right, thank you.
All right, Justin, I'll talk to you soon.
All right, bye.
All right, bye-bye.